Show Me the Way, episode 39, Your Wellness Connection for Deal Makers. In this episode, we talked to Dr. Michelle Robin, the owner of Your Wellness Connection, about how to deal with the stress and trepidation of a merger, acquisition, and succession planning. Welcome to Show Me the Way, a podcast presented by Spencer Fain, LLP, about business succession planning, the merger and acquisition experience, and successful exits. I am your host, Dave Sider. Okay, kids, joining me today is Dr. Michelle Robin, someone I know very well. She's very accomplished, a very wise health professional who helps individuals in all aspects of their physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual needs. And I do mean it that way, Doc. I hope that's okay. So why am I bringing a doctor to a merger and acquisition podcast? Two simple words, deal fatigue. That's a malady that impacts all deal makers. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the middle of that right now. So this is especially timely. Maybe this podcast will be about me, but hopefully I can take myself out of the equation. I'm really looking forward to it because in every deal, there's always stress on the clients and the players, and there are absolutely no exceptions. And I don't know of anyone who has really mastered the handling of anxiety that comes from deal flow. All my other podcasts have been about different aspects of an M&A transaction. However, this podcast is and will impact every situation that you will ever deal with in this space of M&A succession planning and business continuity planning. Doc, thank you so much. Welcome to the show.
Well, Dave, always fun to hang out with you.
Everybody likes to know about the background of the people and why I choose them. And I always ask them to start with where you were born, where you went to school.
Well, which school? Dave, I've been to many schools.
Well, elementary. I mean, at the very beginning, kindergarten.
Well, you know what? To be honest, I don't remember elementary. I was born in Junction City, Kansas, right down the road from Kansas City, and moved a lot until I ended up in a town called Parsons, Kansas, and I did end up in sixth grade there at Washington Elementary, I believe I've got that right, and then went to high school and graduated from Parsons High, go Vikings, and a long time ago, like 40 years ago, Dave, hard to believe, aging myself there. But then I went on to a few different colleges. I went to LeBet Community College, played some basketball for a couple of years. And then that was also in Parsons. And then went to Washburn University, thought I'd become a lawyer. Dave, you might like that. I don't think you know that story about me.
Go Ichabod.
Go Ichabods. And really found out my calling was to be a chiropractor, which I thought going into college as a chiropractor, but one of my chemistry teachers tried to convince me otherwise. So I went to high school and graduated Parsons, moved to Kansas City 35 years ago to go to chiropractic college, and here I am in Kansas City.
So after schooling, did you right away set up your practice known as Your Wellness Connection, or were there a little bit of a journey between your experience in coming to Kansas City and where you are now?
Well, you know, I actually am very fortunate. I was actually talking to a young man recently who is getting ready to graduate chiropractic college. He's like, I want to build what you have. And it has been a journey, you know, kind of like people wanting to build the type of M&A practice you've built. It's taken a lot of sweat equity, a lot of tears, a lot of dollars, a lot of energy, a lot of fatigue, as you brought up in it. But my first practice, I started out right out of school. I worked for a chiropractor in high school, Dr. John Lakin, who I'm forever grateful for the love and compassion that he poured into me, kind of a broken down kid that he poured hope into. And then I moved to Kansas City and I got a chance to work for a guy named Richard Yenny, who has become the precipice for the model I use called the Quadrants of Well-Being, which is basically on the philosophy of Asian philosophy of mechanical, chemical, energetic, psycho-spiritual healing, much like a business, operations, marketing, finance, and leadership. And so that came from working with Dr. Yenny. And when I graduated, he goes, you know what? You know how to do this. You know, you've cleaned the toilets, you've taken x-ray experiences, you've done acupuncture. I did four times the requirement to graduate chiropractic college because for something inside my soul, Dave, I'm not really smart here, but I'm really smart in my heart. And something inside said, you know what, touch as many people as you can to build your hands, because in my field, it's all about hands and energy. So that's what I did. Started my practice, hard to believe, 32 years ago this month. And it's been a wonderful ride.
And you are a pure entrepreneur. And when she talks about her intelligence, she is a very smart person. What I think she's a classic, and I see this with a lot of entrepreneurs, you have the brain and the heart going at the same time. So I think I'm a lot like you. I don't know which one I rely upon in making any decisions. So there's a little bit of a battle that goes with every decision that I have to make. Let's talk about deal fatigue. And, you know, maybe for some of the listeners, it might be something that I, that's a little bit, too subjective. What I believe deal fatigue to be, and what I've seen, is that point in a transaction. The reality is, Doc, it could happen any time and any place. But there is just a lot of emotion and tensions in dealing with things such as buying or selling businesses and or succession planning, any of those opportunities. I believe, and I'm borrowing from a CFI.com website, I thought this was a pretty good definition. And they say deal fatigue refers to a condition during negotiations where the parties on either side of the negotiation begin to feel frustrated, helpless, or exhausted by seemingly unending negotiating process. Sometimes members of the negotiation teams tend to experience the feeling of giving up due to the failure to reach a consensus. Deal fatigue is common in merger and acquisitions where parties tend to become adamant in their proposals and positions, which often prolongs the negotiation process. As a result, the parties may want to resign or exit the negotiation teams and focus on other tasks. Now, frankly, there's a lot to talk about, but some of the causes that they also define as causing deal fatigue are the unending deal process, the unavailable of subject matter experts, incomplete information, changing conditions. Yes, 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 and yes. And I've got three deals going on right now. And then you add in the complication of additional deals. So it's something that we need to figure out how to deal with. I know that from your experience, you've gone through a deal process, but we're talking in general terms for stressful situations, right? And whether or not you're in a business situation or it's a personal situation. So let's start from the top. Let's just talk generally. How do you help people, and what's your philosophy on dealing with stress and anxiety, and just dealing with general life situations?
The reason I'm glad to talk about deal fatigue, because I think fatigue is real on so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are fatigued from, we're physically fatigued, we're spiritually fatigued.
Right.
We are mentally fatigued. So Dave, when you think about fatigue, and I don't know the actual definition of fatigue, that would be something great for me to look up, but it's just really kind of being drained.
Right.
And when you think about being drained, I think that people are not able to live their best life.
Yes.
And that's overused a little bit, but what does that really mean? And so my definition of well-being after being around this space for 40 plus years, is that when your spirit, mind, body get in your way of living.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are having pain, whether it's back pain or neck pain or having indigestion, or you are having not sleeping, or you're having anxiety, those are systems and symptoms that are keeping you from living your best life. And when you have those over and over, you start to experience fatigue. And so when you talk about any level of fatigue, part of it is to really name it. And then I wouldn't say claim it. I would say name it and start to understand why do you have fatigue? And so this would go with deals, or this would go to entrepreneurs running businesses. So many times we're not dialing in to what the numbers are telling us, or what the systems are telling us, or what our symptoms are telling us. And so I would say the first thing is to really take a breath and reconnect back to why are you making the deal? Okay. And
yes.
And what's getting in the way of the deal? Is it maybe it's the wrong person? Maybe it's the wrong process. Maybe you are thinking too little of your business and not asking enough, or you're thinking too much. but I believe there's a centering in all aspects of life, and most of us don't have it.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. By the way, I just looked this up quickly on the internet. What does it mean to be fatigued? Drained of strength and energy.
Drained of strength and energy. Well, that probably sounds up like about probably 95% of the world.
Yeah. A feeling of constant exhaustion, burnout, or lack of energy. It can be physical, mental, or a combination of both. And I've seen that and I've experienced it, you know, to your point. I think it is a reality of something that appears, I think, in every deal. In fact, if it didn't appear, I would almost say that's a problem because you're probably not taking it serious enough. There is some kind of what I call most of things in life. There's always a ship channel to most any kind of endeavor. And you don't want to go outside the parameters of that ship channel because, as I say, people, you'll run aground. What would that be here? You don't want it to become so distracting or so emotional that you can't function. And you don't want to make yourself sick. On the other side, you don't want to be so cavalier that you almost don't know what's going on, such that at the end of the day, you go like, wow, that was a mistake. Why did I do that deal? So there's no perfect script. The one thing, and I would ask your opinion on this, the one thing that I try to do with folks is start with the end in mind. If you can keep the goal in mind and work backwards, then you might have a better option. But that's my simplistic approach.
Well, I agree with you. And I think that's in every aspect of your life. You know, it's in relationship, whether it's your significant other, whether it's raising a healthy child or, you know, having a loving pet, selling a business, growing a business, creating a legacy, but really yes. Also your well-being. When your well-being is off-center, you know, that's my jam. When your well-being is off-center, you're making decisions from an untethered place. And so it's not always going to be the best decision. So it's made out of fear or anxiety, not in a grounded sense.
Right. And, you know, to your point, if you're not at that good place, I say you want to make it always from a position of strength, not weakness. That doesn't mean you're going to be not going to be perfect. I have a perfect quote for us at the end to wrap everything up.
Remind me
to share it with you. But, you know, I think you always want to work from a position of strength. It doesn't guarantee success, but it surely enhances or enables the opportunity. But I've seen, you know, people make decisions when they're worn out that aren't the best decisions just to get through the process. I know that you've seen and perhaps been involved in M&As. How have you used this in growing your business? How have you used this in your own life? That is to say, how have you used some of the suggestions you've had, if you can relay them to the experiences you've had, in order to deal with deal fatigue?
Well, Dave, to be totally transparent, I'm the one sharing this, not you. As you know, I thought I had part of my business sold in 2022, and the deal fell apart. And so right. I would say I had a little bit of deal fatigue, but also, for me, I was just took a deep breath and I thought, okay, for me, I'm a faithful person. I say, Holy Spirit, tell me, you know, what's next? And I think when you look at deals, sometimes people have career that's maybe, and this does not mitigate it. I almost wish I was selling a widget. Every day I'm selling myself and I'm selling well-being.
Right.
And there's so much noise around well-being and what's right and not right. And I've tried to calm down the noise by having a simple framework and really talking about common sense stuff to be well, which is one of the reasons you do M&A is because you kind of have got it down to a science of how do you make it more common sense. And so for me, I just had to go back to my center.
Right.
And the good news is I'm a healthy individual. I work on my health a lot for multiple reasons. And I was able just to say, okay, this is not going to ruin your life.
Right.
And I think so many people get so stressed out about stuff that it starts to change their adrenals, it starts to change their thyroid, it starts to create illnesses, disease, because disease creates diseases. And so for me, Dave, I just try to live my lifestyle.
Right.
I say normal because I work at it every single day about trying to take care of my mechanical health, chemical, energetical, psycho-spiritual. And that has helped me weather, you know, the deal fatigue I had in 2022. So that's the transparent way. Do I have it like you do? No. I do deals every day because I'm brokering health every day, Dave.
Right, right.
And in a sense, you're trying to convince people.
Yeah.
And you are. It's convincing people that they're worth fighting for.
Right, right.
And that this diagnosis does not mean their prognosis. And so I do deals every day, but it's dealing with people about their wellness, which I'm super, whew. Some days I'm like, holy sugar, why am I in this space? Other days I'm like, thank you, God, that people trust me to give them that.
Well, there is a yin and the yang to our professions. As I say to my kids, you know, some days you're the king, some days you can't shine anybody's shoes. But
right.
But my cat Fletcher likes me. So there's always a middle ground that you can find. It's just, you're not going to be totally successful all the time in everything you do. I usually see, you know, I kind of gauge people that if they have deal fatigue at the beginning of the transaction, then we need to sit down and have a conversation. So I want to put that scenario with you and talk about it a little bit. I've seen some people just have stress and anxiety, just seeking to buy, grow, or engage in succession planning or exiting the company. I've seen it up front as they're thinking about it. What would be your advice from a health vantage point before, I guess really what I'm saying is before you start the journey?
Well, I think this goes across the board, whether you're starting a business, taking over a business, selling a business, any level of that, is to just really dive in and understand the why.
Right.
I always train new staff and I'll say, anytime I ask you something, I want you to ask me why.
Yeah.
Why do we do it that way? Because if you understand the why, it's much easier to comply. And so if you're selling your business, it's kind of like maybe having a baby. Dave, I know you have a couple children, right?
Right.
And this is what drives me. This is my passion. This is what I know that I'm put on planet Earth to do, is to help make generational change. If you and I were going to, no, let me take it, you and I. So let's say that I decided I was going to have a child. Okay.
Right.
And sometimes we decide we're going to buy a business and we just go out on a whim and do it.
Right.
Okay. To me, a child's a business.
Right.
And then you go out and you say, you know, I'm going to sell my business. Okay. I'm going to sell my child. I'm going to give up on them, or I'm going to put them off to college. So I don't have to take care. I don't have to think about them day to day. But really what it is, it's what you plant inside of it. It's kind of like growing a garden. You've got to plant the seed. You've got to put the right soil in. You've got to till the soil. You've got to water the soil. You've got to make sure you get the right light based on what you planted. And so if you're feeling fatigue at any level, I think it's look at yourself like a plant. And are you, or your business, is it getting the right water? Is it getting the right nutrition? Is it getting the right sunlight? Mm. And so that's what I would invite people, anytime you're feeling fatigue in any aspect of your life, is to think about, are you getting the base nutrients?
I loved it. I can see that with a lot of people. Now, there's some contractors I work for. I would say, how do you see yourself as a plant? They probably hang up on me. So I'm going to have to come up with another analogy. I love that though, because how do you nurture, you know, how would you nurture a plant? Because you're the plant and make them grow. Oh, I love that. May I borrow that? That's a good analogy. Sure. That is excellent. Most of the time, I see a true deal fatigue late in a transaction. And it's usually because we've had long hours. Mm-hmm. It's usually because it seems like there's one more item, one more matter we have to deal with. And sometimes you'd like to knock out the tough ones up front. Sometimes that doesn't happen. It comes at the very end. And it also seems to be at some point people are going, that seems to be very mechanical, a lot of crossing of T's, dotting of I's, which I don't, other than attorneys, I don't know anybody that likes that. I don't even think docs like that. You know, I did my job, we're done. I think attorneys and accountants like that. Engineers, maybe.
Let's just say the left brain people like that, Dave.
Okay, thank you. There you go. Thank you very much. You're spot on. And so, you know, I like the plant approach, but then if we're near the goal line, and I've got this little map that I share with clients, and I always have deal fatigue about 75 to 80% the way through to say, this is what is going to set in. Do you have another analogy that I could use with them to try to help them through that period? Because let's assume that I don't want them to come back and say, hey, the plant died, Dave. We got a problem here.
Oh gosh, another analogy. I love analogies, by the way. You know, it might be driving on a trip.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's good.
You know, we're road tripping someplace,
yep.
And we know we can go 500 miles on that tank of gas.
Yep.
But we're really driving 700 miles.
Oh man, I got another great one.
Yeah.
You got to bill me for these. That's a good one. And the kids are in the back seat and you're tired of them, right?
Uh-huh. And you're like, let me throw them out and leave them for the next person to pick up. So I think I would say, you know, look, we're going to get through this. It's like a road. And at some point, you're going to want to turn off the car and not drive any further, but you got another 200 miles to go.
Right. No, that's good.
That's the analogy I would use.
That's it. Okay. So ladies and gentlemen, when you hire me, there's going to be two things you hear about. That'll be the plant analogy and the road trip analogy. In the book that I wrote, I talk about the Oregon Trail, but I didn't deal with deal fatigue like that. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. That is really, really helpful. So I see a lot of times, and maybe it's for the people who work with me, that they have the deal fatigue of the deal, and then they have the deal fatigue of dealing with me and all the things that I want done. So what should I pass along to my team as they get stressed out? You know, usually I say when I sense they get to that point, I go like, you need to go take some time off and you need to, you know, stay away from me. You need to go outside. You know, I try to say, what I try to do is go to what do you really enjoy? Because that's what you need to do right now.
Yeah, right. I think that's a good thing. What do you really enjoy? Because people enjoy things. So I think the first thing is to take a breath. It's something that helps to take a breath together.
Yep.
That really connects you back to the essence. So many times we're running so fast through life that we're not breathing.
Right.
And Dave, you know this. I had on my podcast last year. Mm-hmm. I had a death doula. Have you heard of death doula?
No, I've not. Share that with us.
Have you heard the word doula before?
Yes. Yeah.
So doula, you think about a doula being there to help assist a pregnant woman bring on a child. And the death doula said it's much harder to leave than it is to come in.
Yes. And yes. Yes.
So I think perspective, I would say breath back to your essence. Breath takes you back to the now, number one. And then perspective. If this deal does go south, what I try to manage my life, what's the worst thing that can happen?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And as a woman, for me, I feel like one of the worst things to me would be to have my car break down and get raped someplace. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's been something that's been, you know, especially years ago when I used to referee and travel late at night. So breath, perspective. And then reframe.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Those are the three ideas I would have.
That's brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, we will have showcase notes. I know I'm going to download them because I'm going to remind myself. And I'm going to think about this tonight as I'm going through the matters that I'm dealing with right now with three deals. So this is really, really valuable. So you got me thinking now. Thank you so much, Doc.
Good. So that's my talent.
That's fantastic. Well, what's next for you in your life?
Well, Dave, what's next for me is I had deal fatigue and I had to really kind of think about what I was really doing. And Dave, I'm old but young, right?
Right.
As I told you, 40 years out of high school. For me, I've kind of have said, okay, once again, I'm a faithful person. Holy Spirit, tell me my next step. And what drives me is these plants. The plants are the kids. They're the newborns, they're the 25-year-olds, the 35-year-olds that are saying, you know what, I want to start a family, and how do I put the odds in my favor that I have a healthy baby?
Interesting.
And you start working on that really at a very young age. So for me, I'm seeing my business, and I have three businesses, which you may remember, maybe four, but if you think about Your Wellness Connection, which is our center where we offer holistic model to care through acupuncture, nutrition, functional medicine, counseling, et cetera. And then I have my second, which is my teaching business, which has my books and my podcasts, and it has our wellness community. Because much like having a good lawyer on your team, it's not just you don't just need an M&A lawyer, you also need a tax lawyer. You might need a business lawyer, or a contract lawyer. So what I realized throughout the community is there's tons of great wellness people like me that people don't know how to find.
Right. Very good.
So I'm a collector and a connector. So I'm working on collecting them and connecting them through our website, Small Changes, Big Shifts, has a green button. That's our wellness community that people are involved in that help us grow this movement so that we can help the kids. So whether you're in Kansas City or St. Louis or Chicago or Tampa or LA, people are looking for ways to help their kids. And you either help them before you have them by preparing yourself, or you help right. them after you have them. And you think, oh my gosh, I didn't do my work.
Yep.
I've got my workaholism or my obsession, yep. my OCD, and I didn't do that work. So now my child is going to help reflect that. So I've got to do my work. Right.
Right. Right.
But if you start to heal yourself before you have your child, you'll minimize, it's not going to take all this away, but I believe you will minimize some of the patterns that our kids go through. And so, but you got to have a community of people that can has done their work so that there's a common language.
Yes.
So that's the bucket I'm spending a lot of time on. And my favorite bucket is my foundation called Big Shifts Foundation, which is really about making this generational change. But I can't make generational change if I don't have providers
right.
on board. And I also can't do it if I'm not doing it myself in my own community with my own team of practitioners. So I'm pretty darn excited. I definitely don't have fatigue at all.
Excellent.
I'd like to have more time and more money
yes.
to get this done. But I'm also trusting the journey. I'm taking some breaths. I'm keeping perspective, which is helping me, and I'm reframing it.
How do people get a hold of you if they want to learn more about you and all your businesses, but really your philosophy and goals for life?
Yeah, super easy. Smallchangesbigshifts.com. Smallchangesbigshifts.com.
And again, it's Dr. Michelle Robin at Your Wellness Connection here in Kansas City. If you're in search of assistance, go to davesider.com and schedule a consultation. I would also ask you to subscribe to the show, rate it, and leave me a comment on your favorite podcast platform, such as Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And ladies and gentlemen, today I am taking away the plant analogy and the road trip analogy. I am going to follow the doctor's advice. I always follow it and include these in all of my client handlings going forward. Doc, I'm sincere from the bottom of my heart. Love that you helped out today. Thank you so much. This is going to be something that as people go through the process, there are two podcasts that I direct them to every time. There was one. Now there'll be two. It'll be yours. It's one of the two primary ones. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, I'm sending you and Becky extra big hugs. And Fletcher.
Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, until next time, be safe. This podcast is provided for educational purposes. It does not constitute legal advice and is not intended to establish attorney-client relationship. The recommendations contained in this podcast are not necessarily appropriate for every individual or business. In determining the best course of action, business owners should consult with an attorney on their distinct circumstances.